This is called The Ballad of the Guy Who Came in from the Cold. In northeast Minnesota, what they call the Iron Range, where men are men, and that is that, and some things never change, where winter stays 9 months a year, there is no spring or fall, and it's so cold the mercury cannot be seen at all, where you and I, we normal folks, would shiver, shake, and chatter, and if we used an outhouse, we would grow an extra bladder. But even when it's coldest, when our feet would have no feeling, those Iron Rangers get dressed up and go out snowmobiling, out across the frozen land, and make a couple stops at Gino's Lounge and Rudy's Bar for whiskey, beer, and schnapps. And then they go into a shack that's filled with boiling rocks, that's hot enough to sterilize an Iron Ranger's socks. They sit there till they steam out every sin and every foible. Then they jump into a frozen lake and claim that it's enjoyable. But there was one, a shy young man, and although he was Finnish, the joys of winter had for him long started to diminish. He was a Finn, the only Finn, who would not take a sauna. "It isn't that I can't," he said, "I simply do not wanna." Portion of our show brought to you by the Fearmonger's Shop in the Dales. I want to say just a word about them. Most parents, before they turn in for the night, like to make sure that their families are safe and well protected, and I know a lot of them check to see that the doors are locked and bolted, that the batteries in the smoke detectors are working, that the baseball bats are within arm's reach. And then they go to sleep, most of them unaware that their loved ones are easy prey for the most terrifying danger of all, and I'm talking about deadly snakes. Many people think that deadly snakes can't live in cold climates, and they're partly right, because when it is cold, deadly snakes head for warm places, like homes, for example. Old movie theaters. In the home, the favorite nesting place for deadly snakes, as all of us have known since childhood, is at the foot of the bed under the covers. And here, public awareness is the solution. If every parent would simply whack the bed a few times with a baseball bat before the child crawls into bed, the danger of bed snakes could be completely eliminated. But how do deadly snakes enter the home in the first place? The answer is obvious if you think about it. Our municipal sewer systems are teeming with deadly snakes. Snakes that were once kept as pets until, of course, people found out that they were deadly, so they didn't want them anymore. And then they were flushed down the toilet. And they lived down there in the sewers. But when it's cold, they're looking for a warm place. And what would be more natural than for them to try and get out of the sewer the same way they went in? That's why the Fearmonger's Shop recommends safety seats for every toilet in your home.
Well, I bring with me a song by a Chicago songwriter, not a contemporary, but a fellow by the name of Harry S. Miller. And he wrote this song back in 1893. This was a song he wrote for a minstrel show, but it got passed around quite a bit. Verses were added to it and some of the old ones thrown out. Melody was changed around as it was passed around, but still the song remains the same in the respect that it's all about a fellow's efforts to get rid of a little four-legged furry creature called a cat. Now old Mr. Johnson had troubles all his own. He had an old yellow cat that wouldn't leave home. He tried everything he knew to get the cat to stay away, even took him up to Canada and told him for to stay. But the cat came back the very next day. Thought he was a goner, but the kitty came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Well, he gave a boy a dollar for to set the cat afloat, and he sent him up the river with a sack in a boat. Now the fishing was fine till the news got around that the boat was missing and the boy was drowned. And the cat came back the very next day. He thought he was a goner, but the kitty came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Well, the farmer on the corner said he'd shoot him on sight, so he loaded up his gun full of rocks and dynamite. Well, That gun went off, heard all over town. Little pieces of the man was all that they found. But the cat came back the very next day. They thought he was a goner, but the kitty came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away.